In a Brooklyn restaurant earlier this week, the owner was looking for a new health insurance plan. The lunch rush had faded, so Chelsea Altman settled into her computer and logged into healthcare.gov, the new troubled healthcare website.
I'm shopping for myself and my two kids.
Her children are 8 and 6. Their current insurance expires at the end of next month. We listen in now as Chelsea Altman tries to enroll in new coverage, the first of two efforts we have in this part of the program.
It's been now, we started at 147, right? And it's 210.
So more than 20 minutes for Chelsea Altman just to register. Healthcare.gov first rerouted her to a New York healthcare website. These state-run efforts are supposed to be doing better than the ones run by the federal government.
Even so, Chelsea Altman thought the online process was taking too long, so she called a helpline.
To receive information about applying for health insurance, press 1 for information.
And she waited. After 4 minutes, on hold, an operator answered.
Hi, I've been trying to apply online and see what health insurance I can get, but I'm running into a lot of glitches in the system. Hello? Hello? Oh my God, no one's there.
So Chelsea Altman called again and was forwarded to a voicemail box. She has not yet been called back.
Now in Georgia, Kimberly Cartier has also gone to healthcare.gov to get new health insurance. Her first try was the first day the website was available.
I literally got up about 4:30, quarter to 5, to actually begin to log on to the process. I thought it'd be quick and simple.
Wasn't quick, wasn't simple. Kimberly Cartier would try again and again. She lives in Ellenwood, just outside Atlanta, is self-employed, and has an existing health condition.
She hasn't been able to find insurance for less than $650 a month, so she's gone without for the past 5 years. Last week, Kimberly Cartier returned to the website once more.
I was sitting in my office, and I said, for kicks and giggles, let me just log on. And lo and behold, I was able to get online and request a quote.
And Kimberly Cartier enrolled in one of the offered plans.
I will be insured as of January 1st.
One success amid the struggles with the government's new healthcare website.